Member Hampson?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Tracy?
Here.
Member Dolans cannot participate due to employment reasons, and Member Robinson cannot participate due to employment reasons.
All right, we have a quorum, so I declare the meeting officially open, and we'll open in Riverboat. First item is approval of the open session minutes from the last meeting. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of March 7, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The chairman report comments. I want to thank Mark Ostrowski for his 16 years of dedicated service to the board under three or four governors. Mark was a very able, honest, and dedicated public servant who was, I think, underpaid significantly for many years. I wish Mark the best, and I expect that he, like so many of our other former high-level board executives, will end up working for someone who made, for one of our licensees, and either in or out of state, I don't know which, but in such event, I look forward to voting for a license for Mark and working with him in the industry, and I hope and expect that in that capacity, he will get the pay raise that he has, I think, deserved for so many years. That assumes compliance with our revolving door rules and all that. I'd like to remind, we have so many former high-level people that have left us and joined the industry. I do want to remind people that that is, it's very important to comply with that. I also wish Jim Pelham and Shir Hopfer well. Their resignations, as far as I know, and Ann Marks were all independent resignations. I expect that Jim and Shir will also do well in their future endeavors. And I know that Jim will be working in the industry. And again, assuming compliance with the revolving door rules, we look forward to working with Jim. And I assume that Jim's income has also done an uptick. As a result of these four resignations, including Paul's, I see Paul's here today, in the last few weeks, you know, we went from a undermanned legal department of four to, until recently, a legal department of zero, with the general counsel having moved to acting administrator on that. So we are, we have a very light agenda for that reason today. We'll hope to make it up in May. And for that reason, as much as I would love to have a meeting in Springfield, every now and then, once again, we're going to have to change that back to Chicago. So the meeting in May will be here in Chicago. But we do have, increased our legal department size 100%. By adding Jared Smith right here, so we now have one lawyer in the legal department. So thank you, Jared, for joining us, and you've already been really good to work with. We have also, in a way, then after Jared came in, we doubled the legal department by borrowing from licensing Rick, and I know all of you in the industry know Rick already. He's a very experienced a lawyer who knows the agency well and has already hit the ground running, and thank you, Rick, for moving over to law, and thank you, Bob Burke, for loaning Rick to us. But as good as Jared and Rick are, we still need more help, so we're going to be expanding the legal department more. In the meantime, I hope you all be patient with us. We probably won't be able to move as fast as we have in the past, which has been glacial at times. But we that is a priority. The governor's office knows it's a priority, so we hope to get back up to speed in the legal department sooner rather than later. I do want to thank Gus also for taking on the extra duties as acting administrator, in addition to still serving as general counsel. I don't know how he does it, but thank you. I know he's working very, very long hours, and thank you, Gus, for that. I know for the staff, this has been a very difficult time. You know, Mark was administrator for 16 years. He was the only boss that many of them have known at the agency. He was very loved and respected. And I know that the staff miss him a lot. And, you know, change is always hard. And I think this change has been particularly hard. And I think I've been assured by staff that they're going to be, first of all, no more resignations, please, and that they are going to do the best they can to keep the ship afloat, as we say. And it is a very important ship and a very good ship. And we've been undermanned in the past. We're even more undermanned now. So for those of you who are staff members that I've talked to, thank you for your time yesterday and for your support with this transition. And for those of you who I haven't had a chance to talk to yet, I do ask for your support and patience with us as we and particularly to help Gus in doing his two jobs. That concludes my remarks. Do either of the other board members have any remarks, comments?
No, I do not.
If not, Mr. Acting Administrator, anything?
No.
All right. Public commentary, I have none on the agenda. Board policy item, nothing there. Then is the next item is dissemination of closed session minutes. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based upon a review of the minutes of closed sessions held by the board from July 2017 through December 2017, I move that the board approve the dissemination of those minutes as they no longer require confidential treatment.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, initial / final consideration. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini and staff. My name is Martha Sable with the law firm of Greenberg Traurig, and I represent Caesars Entertainment and CEOC LLC. I'm here today to respectfully request that the board waive the two-meeting rule and grant approval of a repricing transaction pursuant to which CEOC LLC will amend its existing credit facility to reduce the current interest rate margins. We've been working very closely with Jim Lipinski and his staff to provide them with all the information pertaining to this transaction, all of the terms, conditions, covenants, maturity dates, security, et cetera, in the original credit facility remain unchanged. And as a special treat, Sherry Wessel from Metropolis has driven up today. She is the general manager and vice president, and I asked her to join me today. I know a couple months ago she was approved by the board, and so wanted to take this opportunity to introduce you to her as well and give her an opportunity just to say a few words.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you, board, for allowing this moment. I had planned to come last month, and you may realize we were in the middle of a flood. So we are back up and running. Most of the repairs are done, and we appreciate the board and all the administration's help with anything that we needed to take care of business during that time. It's a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to working with you more.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming up. How many days were you closed?
17.
17.
Seven.
And what are there major repairs involved?
Pretty much just in our valet pavilion and our walkway to the buffet areas. It's the same that we had in 2011. We've spent a great deal of time during the flood trying to have engineers come in and figure out how we can remain open longer in the future. Not quite there yet with what those answers are, but it's something that we'll continue to look at of what we can do to at least try to minimize it in the future.
Okay.
It's part of being on the river. I've been watching it all week. The river's been coming back up, but we're safe at the moment.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming up here. I have to say this is probably the simplest deal that Mr. Lipinski's ever brought to us. You're reducing interest rate, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I have no questions about that. And if not, is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board waive its two-meeting rule and approve the request by CEOC LLC to refinance, for purposes of interest rate repricing, its $1.7 billion credit facility, including subsidiary guarantee of debt by Des Plaines Development Limited Partnership, DBA Harris Joliet Casino and Hotel, and Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, LLC, DBA Harris Metropolis Casino, subject to the final executed documents being provided to the Illinois Gaming Board and the administrator's determination that the terms and conditions are materially consistent with those disclosed to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, Midwest Gaming. James Jabsinski.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, board members, Acting Administrator Lorenzini, and staff. I am Devin Maddox. I am Vice President and General Counsel for Midwest Gaming and Entertainment LLC, doing business as Rivers Casino. Standing next to me is James Jabsinski, Vice President of Slots for Rivers, and we are here today to request the board's approval of Mr. Jabsinski's Level 1 occupational license application. He did timely submit all materials to the board for consideration. We believe those materials are complete and speak for themselves. However, we're certainly willing to take any questions that you might have at this time.
Yeah, I believe they're complete as well, and staff has recommended this license. So I have no, and we've reviewed the information. You appear well qualified to me anyway, so I have no questions for you. Do any of the board members? If not, is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve James Jabsinski as a Level 1 occupational licensee in his position as Vice President of Slots for Midwest Gaming and Entertainment LLC, DBA Rivers Casino Displays.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Have a good day.
Jabsinski. All right, Oliver Joliet.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, Ms. Batista, and staff, Ed Winkowski, the law firm Greenberg-Torig. With me is Ms. Lydia Garvey. She's Vice President and General Manager of the Hollywood Casino Joliet. She's here today to introduce herself to the board and to request consideration of her Level 1 license application.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Acting Administrator Lorenzini, and to the staff. I appreciate the opportunity to be here before you today and respectfully submit my application for your consideration and licensure. I bring with me over 20 years of gaming experience, and in the past few months in the Joliet area, I will tell you we are greatly enjoying being part of that community, and as my husband's family is from Chicago, it's very nice to be living near family again. So I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Yeah, so where I read your information yesterday or the day before, but what other locations have you been in before?
I started my career in the Council Bluffs, Iowa area. So I was there with it was Harvey's when I started, but ended up as Caesars Entertainment. I was there 16 years, and then I went to Las Vegas with Station Casinos for 4.5 years. Joined Penn about 18 months ago at the St. Louis location.
Okay, very good. Well, you appear well qualified. You're recommended by staff, so I have no further questions. If there are no other board questions, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, there is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve Lydia C. Garvey as a Level 1 occupational licensee in her position as Vice President and General Manager for HC Joliet LLC, DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you
for coming to see us.
Thank you.
All right. I like this kind of automatic coming up here.
Yes, it's kind of tempted
to change the agenda on you, though. But no. But I do appreciate your helping us move the meeting along. So Penn National?
Yes, Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, Ms. Batista, staff, Ed Winkowski, law firm Greenberg-Torig. Now appearing before the board to request final consideration of Penn National Gaming's request to approve financing pursuant to Rule 230D1. Joining me today, Carl Sadasante. He is General Counsel, Secretary, and Vice President for Penn National. Carl is going to address the board and introduce his team.
Well, good morning, and thank you, board members, acting administrator, and staff, and particularly thank you for your work on our financing submission. And especially given some of the short staff that you have recently incurred. Real briefly, we believe this is a transformative deal for Penn National, and it's one that's going to make us bigger, better, and stronger as a company, really from day one. Of note, for Illinois, there are no resulting significant changes in this state. We're going to have the same property teams in place. We will have the same parent company executives in Pennsylvania. We will have the same board of directors. I'm also pleased to report that over the last month or two, we've had some state approvals in the ordinary course on this Pinnacle transaction. And in late March, the shareholders of both Pinnacle and Penn National voted overwhelmingly, in fact, over 99% in both instances, to approve the transaction. With us today, in the event you would have some questions about the financing, are BJ Fair, our CFO, and Todd George, our Senior Vice President of Regional Operations. With that, we would ask for your approval on the finance.
All right, thank you. This, unlike the interest rate lowering, is a little more complex. So in those situations, we rely heavily on Mr. Lipinski and Ms. Compton and their excellent staff. And we have received a report recommending this, and everything looks to be up and up. But I always like to hear Jim say it in open session, though. Mr. Lipinski, do you approve this transaction?
And yes, we've reviewed the transaction and believe it to be a good one for them and a good one for our votes because of the connection to Penn Gaming. So we endorse the transaction, and as long as their documents, as I always tell Ed, as long as their documents don't change, we're just fine.
All right. So our approval will be subject to your review of the final documents. All right. With that, is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the request by Penn National Gaming, Inc. to enter into a $1.25 billion incremental term loans, including subsidiary guarantee of debt by Alton Casino, LLC DBA Argosy Casino Alton, HC Aurora, LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Aurora, and HC Joliet, LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet. Subject to the final executed documents being provided to the Illinois Gaming Board and the administrator's determination that the terms and conditions are materially consistent with those disclosed to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Then thanks for coming. All right, Boyd. Boyd Gaming. Are you double dipping today, Mr. Winkowski?
Everyone gets a discounted rate.
All right.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, Ms. Batista and staff, again, Ed Winkowski from Greenberg Torrick, appearing now before the board to seek final consideration of Boyd Gaming's request to approve financing pursuant to Board Rule 230D1. In connection with Boyd's anticipated acquisition of certain assets. Joining me before the board are three representatives of Boyd Gaming: Executive Vice President Operations Ted Bogich, Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Treasurer Josh Herzberg, and Vice President of Legal Affairs and Assistant General Counsel James Adams. Similar to Penn, the gentlemen are happy to answer any questions the board may have. They're just as happy, absent any questions, to respectfully request final consideration of the matter. Yeah.
Well, my question again is for Mr. Lipinski. I know you've given us a report. I'm not sure the word endorse is what I would use. I mean, but basically, you're saying this passes our muster.
It's our financial suitability of the transaction. And essentially, this transaction, so you understand, is a part of the whole Pinnacle thing. Penn has just divested itself of a few of the casinos, and Boyd is buying those casinos, and that's what this transaction is. And it all flows.
Fire sale, maybe? I don't know.
No, I don't think it was a fire sale, but it all flows in a whole makes sense. So I won't say endorse, I'll say it meets our criteria.
All right, very good. I have no other questions. Everything does appear to be in order, and Mr. Lipinski and his team have gone over this with a fine-tooth comb, so that's good enough for me. Is there a motion?
Yes, there is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the request by Boyd Gaming Corporation to issue 1 billion new senior unsecured notes, including subsidiary guarantee of debt by Paradise Gaming Corporation, DBA Paradise Hotel and Casino, for the acquisition of 5 properties, 4 of which are in conjunction with the merger of Penn National Gaming, Inc. and Pinnacle Entertainment, Inc., subject to the final executed documents being provided to the Illinois Gaming Board and the administrator's determination that the terms and conditions are materially consistent with those disclosed to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you very much.
Advantage Promotional Systems, initial supplier license. All right, staff recommends this initial supplier license to Riverboat for an initial term of 1 year. Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a supplier license to Advantage Promotional Systems, Inc. for an initial term of 1 year expiring in April 2019 and find Gregory W. Davis suitable as a key person of the licensee.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Occupational licensee items, initial level 2 and level 3 licenses approvals.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we provided you with a list of 71 level 2 and 81 level 3 occupational license applications, and we recommend that the board approve those applications.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, sir. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find suitable and approve 71 level 2 occupational licenses and 81 level 3 occupational licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any further business for Riverboat?
Not really.
All right. Very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Riverboat is adjourned.